Carson Soucy gave it up behind the net near corner. Taves, he sends the puck in front. Ricochets off Tyler Johnson's stick. Taves got it back in behind. Fedislav Johnson shoots, he scores! Tyler Johnson with his second of the game. Boy, Taves with a perfect setup from behind the net had the awareness to know that Johnson was going to be right between the rings. And as Johnson caught it, he released it, and it beats Jones, and we are tied at four with 7:03 left in the third.
Welcome back to Blackhawks Live. We're sitting down with Tyler Johnson of the Chicago Blackhawks. And Tyler, I think after the win against Seattle last night, you mentioned the word fun in the locker room right now, and off to this type of start, it's pretty easy to have that type of fun. What's kind of the different vibe going on right now with this team?
Yeah, I mean, obviously winning is a lot easier to have fun, but I think it started in camp. I thought the guys, as a whole, came together very quickly. With our practices and everything, we kind of just bonded. And, when you have that chemistry already right from the start, it's something special, and it allows you to kind of play a little bit more freely and, just kind of play to your potential. So it's been a good start for us so far. We just got to keep building. We're a team that we want to get better every single day, and we just got to keep working on it.
How much of that is Luke Richardson's guidance?
I mean, it all starts with him. The coach is very important, especially at the start of the year, especially with a group that we have so many new faces and everything, and we're all playing new systems. There's a lot of new line mates that don't have the chemistry, so you just kind of have to build basically from scratch, and Luke did a great job at camp getting us going and continuing to do so. And he's a guy that he really, really wants everyone to bond and be together. He understands how important that is, and I really think that goes a long ways.
The word chemistry has been floated around so much since training camp, and like you said, when you start from scratch, that's what you have to do. Is there a key to finding chemistry, or does it just happen?
Well, that's kind of a tough question. I think it's a little bit of both. I think chemistry is something that you have to work on, so you constantly have to be kind of talking with one another, figuring things out, but at the same time, it's kind of just one of those natural things that happen as well. So it's a little bit of both, but I think chemistry is on and off the ice. It's not always just how you play with each other. It's, are you friends? Are you actually hanging out? It's much easier to, talk to a friend than just talk to a teammate. So I think that's a big part of it.
It's kind of interesting because your line, who's been pretty productive this year, I mean, you have some familiarity with Taves from last year and some familiarity with Radish, if I'm not mistaken, from Tampa Bay. I mean, what has clicked well for you guys right now?
Yeah, I was actually Raddy's line mate a lot in camp, so I was able to play with him a bit, and then obviously Taze at the end of the year last year. And I think the way the three of us just kind of play the game, we kind of see it the same ways, but I think we all bring something a little different to the line, and we're able to kind of just read off each other and work, and it's been a lot of fun playing with those guys, and I think we continue to get better, and that's just what we have to do.
Luke Richardson said the win against Seattle was one where you guys kind of gutted it out, dodged a bullet. Both of your goals were game-tying goals, and they were not so much surprising in the sense that you scored them, but surprising that they happened. But that just comes from the hard work ethic of you guys right now. How is this team able to generate that momentum with a flip of a switch? Because, let's face it, you guys weren't expected to be doing this early right now.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I guess people say they don't expect it, but I don't think it's ever crossed in our mind that we didn't expect it. I mean, we know what we have in the locker room. We know what each of us can contribute and play. And yeah, I think last game we didn't play a full 60 minutes. We didn't do everything that we needed to do, but at the same time, we found a way to win. And I think that's what you need to do in a season. Sometimes you got to steal some points every once in a while. And we were able to do that. So I think a lot of it, a lot of guys on our team are just hard workers. They're competitors. They just want to keep on going. And, it's been pretty fun proving people wrong.
Talking with Tyler Johnson here on Blackhawks Live. How much have you just been enjoying the consistency this year? I know it was kind of a choppy season for you last year with the surgery. I mean, how nice is it for you to have a role, have consistency, and along with how well the team's doing right now?
Yeah, it's been huge. Obviously, last year was pretty rough for me personally, but also for the team and just a little bit of everything. I mean, it was never really been a part of anything like that, so it was definitely different. But this year, I think coming into camp, I think everyone just kind of had a lot more smiles on their face. It was kind of like just a breath of fresh air for everybody. And for me personally, I was just excited to be back and excited to be playing hockey and, you know, doing the things that I love. And, you know, it's been really fun contributing and being a part of this team. We have a great group of guys, great leadership, great young guys, everything from top to bottom. So it's been truly special.
Did you learn anything about yourself going through all that adversity last year?
I think so. I think it makes you really realize, like, when things are going good, how good things are, because that was pretty poor last year. I don't think there was too many people that were pretty happy with what was going on, and it was a kind of a dark, tough place. So, you know, I think now the way we are, you know, we want to have fun, and I think that's so important. I think staying loose and staying, you know, with each other and helping each other out and bringing each other up is, you know, kind of something that we had to go through a little bit. And I think the new guys that came in, I think they're all the same kind of minds, to where, you know, they want to have fun, they want to help each other. So it's a good spot right now.
Is it easier to be in that mindset this year because of everything you went through last year?
I think so. I think, you know, you saw how bad it was, so you don't ever want to get back there. So you're liking where we're at right now, for sure.
The makeup of this team, there's a lot of common ground, a lot of hard workers, a lot of two-way players. Maybe not the most star-driven talent, but just a really work ethic team. How much has that given a jump start, a rush of adrenaline for how this team is sinking right now?
Yeah, I think that's huge. I mean, I've always thought that hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work, and we're a team that works, and we do have the skill. We can make plays. We can, you know, score goals and defend, and our goaltenders have been playing phenomenal. So, I mean, everything's just kind of clicking, but, you know, I still think in that locker room, we think we can be better, and that's something that's huge that drives us to keep practicing every day, keep working hard at what we're doing. And, you know, if we just come together like we are and just continue to push, you never know.
You are one of those hardworking guys. You're also one of those physical guys. And you might not be the biggest guy, but you, when you go up, whoever you go up against, you don't care about the size matchup. Have you always been like that? What gives you that confidence?
I don't know. I guess, you know, I remember when I was younger, my dad was my coach, and he'd always tell me to hit them before they hit me. So maybe I just always kind of have a little chip on my shoulder from that. But, you know, I think, you know, the game of hockey is physical, but that's what makes it fun. So you got to be a part of it.
Did you ever talk to Sam Savoy about that? Because he's kind of got that same mentality.
You know, not really. He was a fun guy to have around, though. I didn't really know when I first saw him what kind of player he was. And then as soon as he got out there, he made it pretty apparent. So it was, he's a fun kid.
How much you like in Chicago?
I like it a lot. You know, I've never been a big city guy. I've never lived in a big city, so it's been an adjustment for me. I think last year was a little rough just because I wasn't traveling. I was kind of just here the whole time and kind of on the outside. But, you know, it's exciting. There's always something going on. You know, the food scene's unbelievable. People are awesome. So it's been a good time.
Is there anything about Chicagoans that you could never associate yourself with?
Shoot, I don't know about that. I guess really the only thing, I probably gonna get, you know, a lot of hate for this, but I'm not a big fan of like peppers on hot dogs. Maybe that's just my thing, but yeah, maybe that's the only thing, I don't know.
So for the record, what's on your hot dog then?
So, I mean, when I was growing up, it was always just ketchup. That's pretty plain, but you know, I started putting like cream cheese and stuff on the hot dog. It's like a Seattle dog. I don't know if you guys ever had that, but it's pretty good. I highly recommend it.
Anything in the Chicago food scene that has opened up to you this past year and a half?
I mean, I think a little bit of everything. The restaurants, you can go to a different restaurant every single night and have just unbelievable meals. So it's all good here.
And just lastly, what are your main goals for this year? What are you personally looking to get accomplished this season?
Yeah, I mean, I think for myself every year, I don't like to set necessarily independent goals. You know, I would just want to try to contribute to the team as much as I can, whatever that role is, whatever they need me to do. And I just want to be a big player that contributes, and just want to be at my best, skating, playing hard, and you know, if I can help guys out along the way, just try to do whatever I need.
Tyler, thanks a bunch. Good luck the rest of the way. We'll talk to you later.
All right, thank you.